The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
Pointing You Home with Eric Stewart on WMAL.
Pointing You Home.
Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, DMV. If you've missed any show, I want you to look us up on Spotify or iHeartRadio. That's Pointing You Home on Spotify or iHeartRadio. And if you're on your computer, all you have to do is go to ericstewartgroup.com or Google Eric Stewart Group Radio to listen to us anytime you want. Marine Layer. Ever heard of this? Marine Layer, it's the name of a store that's coming to Bethesda. Apparently, they've got soft clothes. That's their big push. And that's going to be right near the Lululemon in downtown Bethesda. If you like soft clothes, the owners decided they wanted clothes that felt so soft, the kind that feels soft after you've worn them for a year or two, if you know what I'm saying. So they're a bio-based regenerated cellulose fiber, apparently. Maybe worth a look if you've never tried it. Not necessarily environmentally friendly because of the chemically intensive production processes, but, you know, probably better than a lot of things that are made that we wear typically. So maybe check them out, Marine Layer. Out in Bethesda, again, there's going to be a two-month shutdown of a portion of the Capitol Crescent Trail. Now, it's going to be closed for 2 months because there's a car dealership that is going to install a public plaza as a part of an agreement with Montgomery County. There was an agreement to allow oarsmen to extend their parking garage as long as they built a public plaza, which will actually service downtown Bethesda and be beautiful when all done. So keep an eye out for that if you use the trail often. That will be shut down for a couple of months. Hey, let's look at what's going on in the real estate market this past first quarter. So we had a phenomenal first quarter as a team, sold over 70 houses in the first 3 months of the year, which, by the way, just as a give you a perspective, the average real estate agent sells 6 homes a year. Okay, that's the average real estate agent. So we've had a very strong year as a team just in the first quarter with over 70 sales in Maryland, D.C., Virginia. And most of our listings sold in less than 10 days and many above asking price, including several quiet listings. These are properties that had not yet made it to the open market, either because the houses were cluttered to the point where they couldn't be sold in a more traditional fashion, and it was really in the seller's best interest to show the property that way, or because the sellers were getting ready but weren't really ready to go live, and someone really had to be in a specific neighborhood and was willing to pay above market pricing to get into those properties. You want more information on the quiet listing as a concept, perhaps maybe for you or for somebody you know? Well, just download a free copy of the Market Ready Guide. It's a free guide, and we will send you a copy too. If you're not on the internet, it's probably about time that you get on the internet. But if you're not there and you don't think, you know, because I've got clients of mine, I call them, I say, hey, can I have an email address? And they say, hey, we don't have one. And I say, okay, what about a cell phone? We don't have one. I say, no problem. So if you are one of those who doesn't have those and wants a hard copy, the Market Ready Guide goes into detail about the quiet listing. And there's a section there about how it functions, how it would serve you, and how it protects you from underselling your property, but allows you to market a home that really isn't quite ready for the traditional marketing schemes, if you know what I mean. So you want a copy? Go to ericstewartgroup.com and download in our resources section a copy of the Market Ready Guide, or call us today. We'll mail it to you absolutely free. Seriously, nothing. We won't charge you a penny. We just want to educate you. It'll also give you questions to ask a realtor before you hire one, which is very helpful. Plus, what kind of improvements you can make that will help you make the most money when the time comes to sell. Plus, we go over timing in those charts and when is the best time in each year. So 1-800-900-9104 is our toll-free number. And we've got offices in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. I've been with Long & Foster for about 5 years. Used to be with Llewellyn Realtors for 25 years. And I've got about 3,000 homes sold under my belt. So I've sold every kind of house you could possibly imagine, from waterfront to beltway frontage houses, to one-bedroom condos, to massive estates. It doesn't really matter. And one feature that we offer here on the show, I probably should give this phone number out. I think a couple of y'all missed it. 800-900-9104 if you want to request a copy of the Market Ready Guide. You've got a home someplace else in this country. God bless America, by the way. Thank you thank you to the men and women in our country who have served us so well and brought us the freedom that we enjoy. We're coming up on Memorial Day. I just want to give a focus here on Memorial Day. Take the time. Go down, visit the monuments if you get a chance, and take the time. I try to bring my kids down every year to one of the monuments just as a means of remembering the men and women who've served us. If you are thinking about selling a property and you're outside of the D.C. area, maybe you're just driving through this morning, or perhaps you've got a place at the beach or something in the mountains, and you need a little extra exposure. We do talk about our listings on the shows here. We promote our properties, and we also promote properties that are kind of destination-type properties. So we can identify a real estate agent anywhere in the country to help you sell a property. Recently got a beautiful letter from a lady who sold her property through a broker we introduced her to in California. The broker was under our guidance, followed our systems, and we were able to help her get that house sold in less than a week for well above asking price. So take advantage of that. Give us a call if you're one of those folks who would like some help on that. Doesn't really matter where the property is. We'll try to source a good real estate agent and make the introduction. It's 800-900-9104, toll-free there. So prices always seem to do the same thing year after year after year. And I preach about this in our top dollar seminars that we do once or twice a year. And if you have missed those, I highly recommend you sign up for our blog at ericstewartgroup.com. We'll send you information when we're going to have our top dollar seminar, where I go through step by step by step by step, how is it that we sell our homes for so much more than the competition? You know, the average real estate agent at some of these new companies has been in the business for a year, like 12, 13, 14 months. They're 50% more likely to expire unsold, and their properties tend to sell for 3 to 4% less than what we sell our properties for. So you get what you pay for, but you don't have to pay more to get the best. Okay? So call us, 800-900-9104. If you're interviewing brokers, make us one of the brokers that you interview. By golly, give us a call, 800-900-9104.
What in the world's come over you?
So what is going on? Median home sale prices in the D.C. region. If I go back to June of 2016, we were just under $450,000 as a median sale price realized in the month of June. And in the month of June, in 2017, we were just over 450. When we got to the month of June in 2018, we were approaching $470,000. Now this year, we're approaching $490,000 as a median sale price. So this trend of higher prices is very, very exciting. It's a bullish trend in prices realized. And why do I say prices realized? Remember, when you put your house in the market and you go to contract, you don't settle that day. Oftentimes, it's 45 to 60 days later. So oftentimes, houses that settle in June went to contract in April and May. And in July, they went to contract in May and June. And August, obviously, kind of the same thing. It's now, you know, June, July. So as you trail through the year, you'll see that prices tend to dip the later in the year the house goes to contract. In fact, when do you think is the month when home prices realized are at their lowest number? It happens to be the month of January. Yes, the month of January. So you could think, oh, January is a terrible time to sell a house. But that's actually not true. January is not a bad time. But I'll tell you, November is awful. It's awful. If you want to get the top dollar, you don't want to be on the market in November unless your home is in a puddle. A puddle, what I mean by puddle is, well, think about when the rain falls, and boy, have we had a lot of rain. When the rain falls, the rain will fill the puddles, that low-lying areas first, and then it will disperse across the land, right? It always goes to the low-lying, the easy areas. Well, real estate's kind of the same way. Where the best demand is, those houses sell the fastest, and the prices rise the quickest, right? So there are places which will sell just fine in November and December, but across the region, home prices, when you go to contract in November, you almost always go for not just a little. The average is about 10% less. This is the average. So if you go back to 16, if the average high price in June was $445,000, that January 17 after that, price is $445,000. Such a significant difference. In 2017, the highest point, June again, prices were at $455, $460. And then in January, prices hit $400. So you're again, 10%. So there's a huge swing in what you're going to realize. And don't you want to just take advantage of the wind? when you're sailing. You know, you don't want to get out on the ocean and only go one direction and then be dead in the water and then have somebody tow you back. You want to get in the water and you want to sail, and you want to sail well. In real estate, take advantage of the winds of the market when they come in, and hire a broker who knows how to read the winds and guide you safely, and guide you well. Median days on the market. Guess what? The shortest time that a home is actually on the market, the houses that settle in April, which means they went to contract in February and they sold faster than at any other time of the year. Now, I'm selling houses right now very, very well, quickly. Prices are solid, but they're not selling as quickly as they were just 2 to 3 months ago. So they're definitely selling faster now than they will in about 4 months when we hit October and November. Take advantage of the times of the year. And the inventory is at its lowest point in that January, February, March time frame. We're still not at a peak right now, and we're not going to be. In fact, the number of houses on the market has risen through the springtime, and it's going to be stable now May, June, July, and August. You're not going to have as many buyers active because most folks will go on vacation, but the number of houses that they're searching for is not going to jump until we get to the second week of September, and then all of a sudden the inventory pops up higher, and this supposed second market that we're supposedly having every year, not true. Read my blog. This is the reality. Prices tend to fall further because there's more supply and less demand. So, hey, this is the nature of the real estate market in the D.C. I'm predicting quarter two, we're going to see solid demand. However, I do think that the market is going to be somewhat flatter in pricing for this very reason, that a lot of people go on vacation. I've got two daughters graduating, one from high school and one from college. And, you know, I've what am I thinking as a dad? I'm thinking about them. I'm not thinking about moving. And I think a lot of families, but by the time they get towards the end of May, all of a sudden they start thinking about kids out of school, when are we going to do vacation, swim team, getting ready for the next school year. There's a big push to settle in June, not as much in July, definitely not as much in August. And then from then on, it's a drift. Interesting, right? Hey, you want insight into how to sell your home for the most money? Then give us a call at the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster. Our toll-free number, 800-900-9104. Call us today, 800-900-9104. You can always go to ericstewartgroup.com anytime you want. Hey, what is the difference between a real estate agent and a broker? I'll tell you when we get back.
This is Pointing You Home on WMAL. Here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Back in 1987, when I got my real estate license, I graduated with my degree in the theater, and I also studied economics. Now, I decided while being an acting major, I didn't really want to act for a living, at least at that point in my life. I'm getting warmed up to the idea of maybe stepping back in and doing some at some point, but still got a couple of kiddos trying to move on out. And I got a very successful real estate career, so no interest in making any major shifts. But it would be lovely to appear in, you know, an episode of a television show just for the fun of it and put that four-year degree to work. Now, some of you would say, hey, Stuart, you have definitely put that degree to work being on the radio because you've got the gift of gab. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate those of you who listen, and it's fun. It's really fun when I'm just talking to a stranger and I say, my name's Eric, and I start talking, and they go, you're Eric Stewart. I listen to you every Sunday morning. It's really kind of a funny thing. It's like, because I have a fairly distinct voice, and I usually get the comment, you have a great radio voice, you know, kind of a thing. And it's true, and I've got one, and it's, you know, it's funny, because I used to talk like Clint Eastwood did back in the old spaghetti westerns back when I was in high school. You know, go ahead, make my day. You know, it's all up in my head. It wasn't dropped into my register. And it took me to go to theater school, take voice classes to really open up my diaphragm and, you know, let the ba-boom come out, right? So what does that have to do with anything? Hey, when I got into real estate, I didn't really know if I wanted to do real estate. I thought I would do it for 3 years and then maybe go to Hollywood and act for a living. And you know what happened? I was good at it. I was just naturally good at the business, and I became an agent, which meant that I was somebody who worked under the direction of a broker, somebody who was the broker of an office, and all of the listings that I was going out and getting that I was bringing into the office were actually the broker's listings. They weren't mine. Technically, If I were to somehow get hit by a bus, they wouldn't be my listings. They would be the broker's listings. So every Long & Foster listing is a broker's listing within Long & Foster. Now, what does that mean? It just means that the agreement that a seller signs or a buyer signs with a buyer agent isn't really with the agent. It's really with the broker of record. A broker has to go through a lot more education and typically has to be in the business for a minimum of 3 years. An agent has to be in the business for 3 years before they can become a broker. There's 135 hours of additional licensure classes that you have to take in order to become a broker because there's a lot of responsibility. Other than just the knowledge of what commingling is, other than just the knowledge of how to handle timeshares, which, by the way, I've never had to handle, thank God, or how to deal with disclosure, how to deal with fair housing, how to deal with all of the different aspects of what it means to be a real estate agent, the broker has to understand how to run the agents that are working under them. Now, I have become a broker, but I'm not the broker of our office. I've become an associate broker, which means I have the education of a broker and I can open up my own practice if I wanted to. So this is the difference. When you hire a real estate agent, you might have an agent who knows more than a broker. Somebody who's really savvy and knowledgeable, doesn't have a broker's license, doesn't mean anything about whether they're a good real estate agent for you. So when you're interviewing, let's remember this. You're not hiring the broker to represent you. You're hiring the agent, even though the agreement is technically with the broker. So make sure that the person that you interview to work for you, to sell your property, is going to give you the best quality of representation as an agent, because that's really what you're hiring. Buying a house that's remodeled without a permit can be a serious, serious problem for you as a buyer. You are on the hook for so much as a buyer if you are not careful to check to see if there are permits before you go to contract or get out of the contingency phase. The dreams of buying a house that's beautifully laid out, has all kinds of improvements, that's fine. That's great. However, if the work was done in the 1970s or done in the 1980s before computer systems came into effect and files got lost and there's no permit, that doesn't mean that there wasn't a permit pulled for the construction of that property or that addition, nor does it mean that it was done poorly. But the problem is that when it comes time for you to sell your property to a future buyer, look at how litigious real estate has grown. In my 32 years in real estate, I used to have one piece of paper to sign a contract. There are now upwards of over 30, including disclosure, 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 whether it's fair housing or disclosure about condition issues, defects that might be in the property or whatnot. Very important that you as a buyer ask the key questions. Does the seller have the permits for the work that was done to redo this room or redo that room or add a bathroom or whatnot? If the tax assessor's records do not reflect the correct number of bathrooms that are actually in the house now, that might be a good indication that one of two things have happened. One, the work was done with a permit, but the final close-in permit was not pulled, so the county never came back to say it was done correctly. Or two, a permit was never pulled. Buyer, beware. Caveat emptor. Agents, you have to be careful as well, because not only is the buyer on the hook, but agents, now this is true, listen carefully, agents are responsible for what they know and what they should know. And any agent listening to this right now, you should know from now on that you're on notice about whether property had proper permits or not. So be careful. That goes for you when you're representing a seller or a buyer. Now, when I'm representing a seller, and I represent sellers all the time who have not got the correct permits, how do we handle that? You handle it by being upfront about it, by saying, this addition was done without permits, but was done according to code, and we hired an electrician who came in and did the work. You just tell people exactly and everything that you know. And as long as the buyer accepts that, you're fine. The problem isn't yours anymore because you gave disclosure. You've transferred any liability by disclosing it, and the buyer has accepted all of that liability by signing that. You understand what I'm saying? Very, very, very important as a seller. You had a puddle in your basement once 15 years ago. You went out and dug a trench and there's been no water since. You better tell them. You better put it right into your agreement. I had water in my basement one time 15 years ago, but I went out in the backyard and I dug a trench and I moved the water away with the gutter and the downspout. Period. That's all you got to say, but you better say it, because if water comes in the basement, this happened to me 5 years ago. Seller bought one of my listings 12 years ago. He went in the backyard, he dug a trench, put a dry well in, because after he purchased the home, he had a little water penetration issue. So I said, look, at the time of disclosure, we're filling out the listing forms. I said, you better tell people that you actually had water after you moved in, and then what you did about putting that dry well in. So we did. Guess what? It rained like it did last weekend. It was raining, and finally, at the final walkthrough, the buyer goes in, no problem. 2 hours later, buyer comes back to the house after the settlement, walks down the basement, puddle of water on the floor. Boy, did I get a call from their agent, all up in my face, telling me that my client had lied, my client had deceived, there was obviously a defect in the property, blah, 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 blah. And I said, you know, have you read the disclosures? Because I think the seller disclosed everything that they know. And you know what? The agent hadn't really read them. Well, the agent went back and read them. He was still upset and felt like there was something that should be going on here. This was wrong and whatnot. And I said, well, that's fine. Let's get the settlement attorney on the line. Well, you know what the attorney said? Look, the seller has no obligation other than to disclose what they know. And they disclosed what they know. If the buyer takes the risk after that, that's the buyer's responsibility. Period. End of story. We settled. The seller had no responsibility. And I wasn't cavalier. I wasn't unkind in how I represented this. I said, you know, I don't think my client had any interest in deceiving. We certainly didn't know we were going to get 3 or 4 days of rain in a row. And clearly, this has not been a serious issue for this client, because over 7 years after putting that dry well in, he never had this. So, you know, we're really sorry that your buyer's experiencing this, but we haven't deceived it in any way at all. That has protected my clients backwards and forwards and upside down for many, many years. Well, we're about time to wrap up the Point You Home show. Take a quick moment. I want to mention to you that we are putting several homes on the market this weekend that we want you to pay attention to. So go to ericstewartgroup.com. Check out our new listings in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia today, and you can see which houses that we have open and which houses we don't, but you might want to see or might want to share with your friends or family. Don't forget us on Spotify or iHeartRadio anytime. I'm Eric Stewart for Pointing You Home. I've got Senior Solutions straight ahead.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.